Kong. Idaho, you are on the American Activist, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host this morning. My name is Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer newspaper, and if you want to check us out, we are at and have been now for 11 years at idaho-observer.com, and I really recommend that you go up and check things out. We've been on this counter-revolutionary sort of binge for quite some time now. And it's interesting to see where we were, where we are now, and the attrition rate for alternative presses, and indeed alternative media in general, is quite extreme in this country because freedom-loving people are not really welcomed in the new United States of America. In fact, our guest this morning is a guy by the name of Kurt Wilson. He's been a friend of mine for some time, and he has been politically incorrect for a long time. He was also a federal firearms license holder since the 80s, and he's got a company called Survival Enterprises that caters to people for food storage and other survival items, health, and other things that are critical to the health and well-being of freedom-loving people. And he's a master gunsmith, and he went through something here beginning a couple years ago, and we kind of held off having him on the program until things kind of worked themselves out. And now, boy, does he have a story to tell. And we're going to open the lines up to callers here at the top of the next hour. And I believe that some of the things that Kurt Wilson is going to be discussing with us this morning are going to be of tremendous interest to a lot of our listeners, because he has been on the front lines of the right to keep and bear arms. He has been one of the guys that has been arming America legally and lawfully, I might add, even though that's very hard to do considering how quickly the gun laws change and get more complicated as we go along. But his story of how his FFL was taken from him is quite fascinating. And again, more of this attrition stuff. The attrition rate for federal firearms license holders has been really something. And in the 80s when he started, there were hundreds of thousands of FFLs. And these days, that number is dwindling dramatically. And one by one, people who are out there legally and lawfully arming law-abiding Americans are being put out of business or put in prison or somehow destroyed. And so we're going to go ahead and spend the next couple of hours discussing this very, very critical issue with regard to the future of America's freedoms, because, let's face it, folks, an armed population is a polite population, and a disarmed population is an enslaved population, particularly when you have a bunch of megalomaniacs running around, calling the shots, involving us in wars, and making life very difficult for common, decent, law-abiding, constitutionally oriented Americans. And so, when we come back, we'll have Kurt Wilson of Survival Enterprises with us to tell us a very, very interesting story about what has happened to him. And we'll be back in just a few moments with Kurt Wilson. This is the American Activist, and you are on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Don Harkins, you're on the American Activist on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we have with us today Kurt Wilson, who has been a longtime activist. He was in California, and then he was kind of ahead of the curve of the invasion of Idaho of Californians. So we actually kind of refer to him as an Idahoan now because he was actually sort of ahead of the wave that's invading us right at this time. But he was very politically active in California. He's been a gunsmith. A master gunsmith for many years, since the 80s, when he obtained his federal firearms license to manufacture and sell guns. And he has Survival Enterprises, which is an excellent company that has cutting-edge health and medical supplies, as well as foodstuffs for storage. And he's also been through something that is quite fascinating, interesting, and symptomatic of what's going on in the country today. And by no means do I think that we should just lay down, roll over, and play dead and hope that they don't get us next. The point of our program this morning is to show that these things are happening, the agenda to disarm us is occurring, but there are solutions to this as well. In fact, the Idaho Observer is involved in a thing called the Unmistakable Tyranny Project, and we may get to be talking about that a little bit later. But in the meantime, we have on the line with us Kurt Wilson. Hey, good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Don.
Hey, and thanks for appearing on the show with us this morning. It's been quite some time that I've been contemplating bringing you up, and it's just been this three-year process. I mean, you're such a horrible criminal, apparently. It took 3 years to get them to finally close the case on you. But I don't know. I think I want to know a little bit of background, who you were in the 80s when you decided to become an FFL, and your political activities, and what brought you to Idaho to start Survival Enterprises.
Well, I'll try and do this as quick as possible. I started life, gunsmithing life, as a corporate gunsmith, which means a company would import, 10 to 20,000 revolvers from Bolivia or Bulgaria or Australia or Argentina or wherever, and just to make sure that their liability end was covered, all of these guns went through me first. I cleaned them, I corrected them, I repaired them, or I stripped them for parts. So that went on for, 3, 4, 5 years. And then in the early 80s, I moved from where I was in Los Angeles up to Modesto, California, where my family was, my mother, my brother. And I opened a store there on the corner of 8th and K Street, Survival Enterprises. I did my own radio advertising because there wasn't anybody there that actually understood what I was talking about when I used the term Adolf Clinton or militia or anything like that. So I would cut, mix, record my own radio commercials. I won two awards for the commercials, and I took a radio station that wasn't even in the charts to number one, which is now, it was bought. As soon as that happened, it was bought by Clear Channel Radio, which has thousands of stations all over the United States. But anyway, be that as it may, my job was to educate people in that area on conservatism. I don't mean this garbage Republican stuff. I'm talking conservatism. This is the Founding Fathers' viewpoint. And this is what I did. I did it on the radio. I did it on lectures and seminars. And I did it by living it. I was instrumental in getting the first two conservative politicians elected in Stanislaus County, a congressman and assemblyman. And it was astounding that even occurred. My brother ran against Congressman Gary Condit. Remember good old Gary?
Yeah, he was happening right around the time of 9/11, wasn't he?
It was famous Chandra Levy. He was having an affair. And that's the only one that came to light, never mind the other dozen or so. Congressman Gary Condit is a personal enemy of mine. He will cross the street to be away from me. He does not want to be in my presence in any way, shape, or form. I'm the only person in history doing an interview with him on a radio, called him a liar to his face. He just didn't quite understand that at all. So I have put my money where my mouth is for many years. When there's a problem, I would stand up. When others would cower back, I would stand up. I founded the Stanislaus County Militia. We had 2,600 members. We were under the control of the sheriff or the mayor. When Modesto had a flood, we were the first people there, pulling people out of the water. When people were lost in the mountains, we were the first people to respond. So, you know, the concept of militia is just what it is and what it has been for 300 years. We're there to help, and we're supposed to be the strongest, and that's what the militia is. Well, I made some enemies, both sides of the aisle. Fascism is fascism. I don't care if you call yourself a Republican or a Democrat. And I call it like it is. And I had enough backing when I was in California that when I did call things as they were, I was fairly safe from repercussions. I filed a lawsuit against Attorney General Dan Lundgren in California. He decided to run for governor against Gray Davis. And in this lawsuit, I charged him. I don't want to get into it, but basically, I won my lawsuit, and by posting the response from the court on the internet, it cost him the governorship in California. Excuse me. We had two attempts in our lives, so we said, you know what? It's time to move. So we kind of came up here, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Started my business up here. And I have been openly, I don't want to use the word antagonistic, but I've been openly verbose against so-called gun rights organizations that are fraudulent, such as the NRA, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I can go on and on and on and on. All of these organizations exist solely to suck funds out of people by fear. When something would happen, you know, when there would be some kind of a weird problem at a gun show, or some guy gets raided, or some guy named Randy Weaver gets his wife murdered, or, you know, a couple dozen non-essential personnel are burned alive at a compound in Waco, Texas. The first thing that comes out of these gun organizations is, see what happens when we don't have enough members. Quick, join us. Give us your money, and we will help to protect your rights. So this is what I've been fighting for years. These organizations are phony.
Well, that's, you know, we've known that about the National Riflemen's Association for a long time. We like the term AstroTurf organization. But then I've seen the Gun Owners of America do some good things. The Second Amendment Foundation has done some good things. But I believe that you're accurate in that when the chips are really down, when somebody is being violated that's within their milieu of people who they should be supportive of on the front lines, they have a tendency to back away, and you're right. We need more bodies, but they're not stepping forward and making people feel like they're a part of something proactive. It's all fear-based. I have to agree with you there.
Oh, yeah, of course it's fear-based. People are cowards. This is the nation of cowards. I listened to all these people thump their chests for years now saying, I'm a man, I'm a right-wing conservative, you know, I'm not going to take this crap anymore. As soon as some federal agent stands up to him and says, hi, I'm with the government, I'm here to help you, they tuck their tail between their legs and they run like a whipped stepchild.
So, well, and that's, that, I guess in the next segment we're going to begin discussing some of the things that bring that point very much to light because of the recent troubles that you went through and the reticence of even your friends, but particularly the gun associations, the patriot associations in this country, to really do anything to I guess bring things to light. And it's really a shame, but you've been kind of used as an example, I think, and I think that we ought to use you as an example for our side instead of them using you as an example for their side. So
be my guest.
So
use me,
that's,
Don. Use me.
yeah. You just need to be used, Kurt. That's pretty much all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, yeah, we are with Kurt Wilson this morning. He's the proprietor of Survival Enterprises. Why don't you go ahead and give out your website, Kurt, so people can see what your company has to offer for one, but also some of your rather voluminous and rather critical writings that you have posted.
Well, we're just going to do the website. This is the economic website. It's SE1, the numeral 1.us. So Samuel Edwards, the number 1.us, SE1.us. That's our main website. When we come back, I'll explain to you my rather articulate website.
Okay, you got her. Okay, and everybody, and you are on The American Activist, and this is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we have a commercial break coming up. And when we come back, we're going to get more into detail about what transpired here. There are setups, and then there are setups. And Kurt Wilson, as a completely law-abiding, very fastidious paper-filing FFL licensed holder guy that did everything in his power to make sure that everything was just so, I's dotted, T's crossed, and then to have them come after him the way he did. So, again, this is The American Activist. This is the Republican Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back after these messages in just a few moments.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
We are back, and this is the American Activist on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And in during this short segment, we're going to go ahead and make people availed of the very oppositional, very conservatistic views of Kurt Wilson. Where can people find that stuff, Kurt?
Well, you go the which one are you looking for? What are you looking for? The summary, or are you looking for the other things that I read?
Well, okay, there's the summary, and we can get into that in a moment, because on the next segment we'll go ahead and discuss that particular ordeal. But just in general, you've been writing rather prolifically for a number of years, and that material is archived in various locations. And so go ahead and just avail people of that so they can, in their free and spare time, they can avail themselves of your particular viewpoint, should they show desire.
Well, for over, for over 25 years, I've written on the Internet under the name of The Gunrunner. And, of course, that's the first flag that would go up against a fascist government anyway, and they say, oh, my God, this guy must be a gunrunner because he uses the name.
Right.
I was very well known. I had correspondence with governors, mayors, presidents, rulers of other countries and pinheaded morons, and then other citizens as well. So the site was the Gunrunner, and unfortunately, the site's not up right now, Don, because our government doesn't see fit to allow it to exist anywhere that I've placed it so far. We keep getting hacked and crashed, so I just said, you know, the hell with it. I'm pulling it down. I don't have time for this. I have to survive. I have to make my business pay, so I'm working my little butt off. Well, okay, so it's not so little, but I'm working my butt off to keep us, our heads above water, because we lost 75% of our income.
Right.
It was the firearms. Survival Enterprises was world known for refurbishing of firearms, not just selling firearms. I don't care about that. It was refurbishing. I have repaired and refurbished. Refurbished means taking a rusty, ugly, grody rifle, shotgun, or pistol, tearing it down, rebuilding it, refinishing it, and certifying it as safe, and then giving it back. It's a lot cheaper to do that than it is to go out and buy a new gun. I've repaired firearms for police units all over the world, Hong Kong police, Brisbane police in Australia, New Zealand, Spain, United States. I rebuilt all the Honor Guard M1 Garands for the U.S. Air Force. So I'm not just some Joe Blow. I was not good at what I did. I was the best in the world at what I did. And add to that my big mouth and the fact that I call a spade a spade, and I'm not very politically correct.
And not very diplomatic, I might add.
No, not at all. I because of my background and because of my willingness to enter the fray and my conservative slant, I was approached at one time by agents of the Illuminati who wanted me to join them, and they confused my basic philosophical beliefs with theirs. And once I discovered who and what they were, I put them out, let them go away. Well, that's part of the reasons that my family and I were personally hit. Back to the Gunrunner. I will be putting that site up again.
Okay, good.
Okay, and I'll let you know in the paper, and you can post it in your paper or online. I have to figure out how to do it to where it can stay up for longer than six weeks.
Well, it is pretty amazing. There's millions of websites out there, ours, for instance, and all these sites all over the world that say all sorts of things about that are derogating of the fascist police state and the despots that are running America these days, and they're able to stay up pretty much. And there's some that are a little bit more controversial than others, and there's problems here and problems there, but for the most part, they stay up. And yours has remained under steady pressure to be offline as much as possible. I'm really curious about that myself, because you're just one guy, and they seem to have definitely decided that your voice is going to be diminished as much as possible.
Well, yeah, but now here's a quick history lesson. We all know
what
happened.
Hang tight. It's got to be really quick, because we're coming upon the bottom of the hour break. But I hate to cut you off at this time,
okay,
but
we
are about ready to hit that break, and I don't even want to get started on that until we can have, we have about a segment coming up here that's 20 long minutes, and we can get a lot of work done in that time.
Okay.
So hang tight. Again, Kurt Wilson, Survival Enterprises, SE1.US, that's S as in Sam, Edward, 1, the numeral, .US, and you can check and see what these guys have to offer. In fact, at this time, they were able to acquire a really, really large amount of dehydrated food that they're offering at a really excellent rate. And if you want to support Kurt and his business and get some really ample food storage at unbelievable prices, check out SE1.US. We are at the bottom of the hour break now. We'll be back in just a few moments. And 1-800-313-9443. The top of the hour, we're going to open the phones up for callers. So we'll be back, everybody, in just a few minutes. This is The American Activist.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Fastest 2 hours in radio. Well, at least that's the way it seems to me. But we are talking this morning with Kurt Wilson of Survival Enterprises, a master gunsmith and FFL holder, formerly. I guess he's retired in that department at this time. But everybody, also support alternative media. There's not very many of us out there, and that's because it's a very difficult thing to pull off economically, because we service a really thin demographic of Americans that are aware and awake and want to do something about it. And so we ultimately only have each other. We don't have a lot in the way of corporate sponsorship. So if you want to help keep RBN on the radio, which everybody's got something they can contribute, and RBN has some very ingenious means whereby we can all participate in keeping alternative media going, give them a call at 1-800-724-2719. Extension 115. Again, that's 800-724-2719, extension 115, and see what you can do to help. You can also go and donate via PayPal at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. And we need each other, and we've got to help support each other. And if you benefit from the programming on this network, then please do what you can. I know it sounds a little bit like the PBS pledge drives, but, you know, it works for them. It can work for us as well. And so we're back with Kurt Wilson, and he is, just before the last break, I kind of interrupted him because it was kind of running short, but he wanted to give us a short history lesson. Why don't you go ahead and pick up where we left off, Kurt?
Okay. In the 30s, 1930s, all kinds of weird, interesting things occurred all over the world. Socialism, communism, and our country went into a socialistic emergency, state of emergency in the 30s also. Prohibition ended, and a new thing happened. For a government to gain total control over a population or an area, now this goes back thousands of years, they have to control five things: transportation, defense, that means your defense, food, medical supplies, medicine, doctors, and communication. I'm only putting my attention on the second, self-defense, weaponry, that kind of thing. And even the most staunch, moron would know
that. That's an interesting concept.
Yes, it is. I deal with them or have on a daily basis.
Sure.
All over the world, every single country that has ended up controlling the weaponry of the people, you have seen genocide there. Not one, not 99%, 100% of all countries on the planet where they ended up government controlling weaponry, the current weaponry, I'm talking firearms, there's been ended up with genocide. Anybody who actually cares can find this out. Okay, so prohibition went up in 33. It went away. Prohibition, you know, telling people they can't drink alcohol. Let's pretend there are powers that be. Let's pretend there is this group of people, and you can use any words you want. I don't care what you call them. But these people have had plans for 100 years or more to totally control the whole world. This is just a supposition, okay? I don't care if it's real or not. I'm just basing it on all the data and incidents that have occurred to me over my life. Well, to do that in America, because we're not peons, we're the only country on this planet that fought for its independence and theoretically still have it. So they had to have a whole different form. They had to change the concept of how they can subjugate us. And one of the things they did was a public school system wherein people can be taught to be stupid or staunch morons. Well, these powers that be really thought that, you know, the public school system is going to change everybody's thought to where they would no longer want to have weapons in their houses, because why would you? You have a police department. You can holler for a cop or dial 911 as a time comes up into this time zone into this time. So over the years, these people, these creatures, whatever you want to call them, realized it wasn't working. So they orchestrated a series of murders and assassinations in the mid-60s, which culminated with the 1968 Gun Control Act, which was nothing more than a duplication of Adolf Hitler's Gun Control Act from his nefarious time. And it stopped the individual sale of firearms betwixt neighbors and other people. You're not supposed to do that anymore. to sell firearms for a living, as a dealer, you must get a license. So they figured, you know what, we're going to create this complex bureaucracy where people to enable people to purchase firearms, new firearms, they have to go to a guy who's licensed. And to get licensed, you have to pay some money. I think it was $20 in the beginning. And you have to have a background check by the government. So they figured that pretty much shut down all the gun sales. Well, it didn't, because over 500,000 people applied for and were given licenses. The government couldn't figure out how to stop it. So there was almost 750,000 licensed gun dealers in the United States.
Of what year? Shortly after the 1968 law was passed.
Yeah, around the 70, around like 1970 or so. And when I say gun dealers, I'm not talking about stores. I'm talking about Joe Schmuck who decided he wants to sell four or five guns a week out of his house on his coffee table type deal, or a guy that wants to buy wholesale and make some profit. It just many things, many different people. It was more of a hobby than a business. Well, these creatures that really want to control this planet decided it's not working. We got to do something else. So they already had alcohol and tobacco under the IRS. These are revenuers, you want to call them. These are taxmen. They decided that they would, in a convoluted way, add another branch to that called firearms. So now we have ATF, which was founded in 1971. Their sole goal is the cessation of all domestic firearm sales to civilians. That's their whole goal. Their job is not... I don't know how you would put this. Their job is not to assist dealers in how to keep paperwork. Their job is not to teach people how to do right instead of wrong. Their job is to stop firearm sales. I've known that since day one, because every agent in the ATF, every single one, is the most despicable, despised, soulless creature I have ever seen in my life. I have never met one that, when you look in their eyes, you can actually see there's a human there. It's almost like they're all some kind of weird androids with no
emotion. They're infused with a mission and common sense, and lives, fortunes, and sacred honor are not part of their mission at all.
I think
it's
these
to administratively disarm America, I guess.
I think these people grew up pulling wings off of birds and choking kittens and watching how long an animal takes to drown. These are the kind of people that I've learned to deal with. They will smile while they slit your throat. They will be given an award for shooting a defenseless woman in the head. This is the kind of people that are in the ATF. And again, back to their job is to stop all domestic firearm sales. So to do that, they create all kinds of rules and regulations. You can't do this, you can't do that. Like, I'm in Coeur d'Alene, okay? I'm 11 miles from the Washington state border. They have gun shows in Spokane. It is a federal violation, a felony, to cross the state line, go to that gun show, and sell some guy a $20 single-shot 22 rifle. That is a felony.
And that kind of trafficking, if you want to call it that, goes on all the time. And nobody really, most people anyway, don't think that they're doing anything illegal.
Yeah, and the ATF doesn't mind that because you know the term Sword of Damocles?
Yes, definitely.
The sword that hangs over everyone's head.
Sure.
Waiting for the hair.
By a horsehair.
By a horsehair to break, to fall on them and kill them. Our government works that way. They create, there's 50,000 gun laws out there. For God's sakes, I've been in the business 25 years. I don't even know half of them. And when I deal with the ATF, they tell me, you're a gun dealer. You're supposed to know the law. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not supposed to know the law.
It's very similar, isn't it, to being a taxpayer and knowing the Internal Revenue Code.
Right, correct.
It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. And if you do get proficient in that stuff, they go ahead and tweak a couple of rules, send you the whole new rule book, and say, here you go, here's the new rules. And so
yep.
Buried in there are a couple of changes. And you know how are you able to, once a year, read all that material and do a compare and contrast to make sure that you're up to speed on some minutia that they've changed?
Well, let's move this on real quick. Now,
yeah,
everybody
definitely.
Knows, okay, so you get a little bit of idea of what my background is.
Right.
April 23rd, 2004. We've been going, driving down, my wife, my son, and I. This is the thing we do twice a year. We go to the Reno, Nevada. It's a giant, it's called the Big Reno Gun Show at the Hilton Casino. And we've gone down there twice a year for 15 to 20 years. I don't remember how long totally. And we would go down and we'd have four tables. One table is our health products. And the other three tables are displays of our military firearms, our collectible firearms. And then we'd have a little area where we would sell... My wife would sell some of her own personal stuff, personal guns or what have you. This is what we've been doing for years. We met a couple guys there in the '02 who convinced us they were gun dealers. They were local dealers. They had a store in the area, and you know, the nice guys and all. We're very busy. We're one of the busiest booths in that show. So every show, these two guys would come up, and they'd buy a couple things from us, and they'd buy always high-end stuff, very collectible stuff. That's most of most of the guns I ever sold were never shot. They were the kind of gun you'd buy and go, look what I got, and you don't. And they'd put it up on the wall. We're talking $1,000, $2,000 rifles. Well, night of April 23rd, 2004, I went with these two guys to their storage area to look at some firearms that they said that they wanted to sell. They wanted to get rid of all of them because they don't have room in their store for them. And I agreed on a purchase of one. Now, we have a license. We had a license to manufacture, sell, transport, whatever you want to use, machine guns, silencers, those kind of weapons. So I decided to purchase a museum piece that they had there. As we left the building, I'm surrounded by Reno SWAT with guys screaming. One guy saying, stand up. One guy saying, sit down. One guy saying, let go of the steering wheel. One guy saying, put your hands on the steering wheel. And they all got machine guns. So it's like, oh, I'm screwed. No matter what I do, these nutsos are going to pull a Randy Weaver on me, and that's it. I'm dead. So anyway, you know, they pulled me out of the truck. They searched everything. They found nothing illegal, and they handcuffed me and threatened me and told me that they were going to kill my wife and son. And I mean, on and on and on and on. They just wanted me to be a snitch for them at the gun show and make up charges against other dealers. This is the state of our law enforcement in this country. Law enforcement is based not on facts. It's based on inferrals. It's based on inference. It's based on this druggie told the cop that he thinks he saw a machine gun at this guy's house, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so they popped me there, and they went into the gun show and stole about $75,000 worth of guns from there.
And made a rather large production of the whole thing.
Oh, big time. And I didn't know how big time until I got back. So he goes, well, we're not arresting you. We're going to turn you loose. They want you to go home now. Okay, so it's midnight. They've stolen everything that we brought with us, even customers' guns that had been given to us to repair. We get in the vehicle, and we head back to Coeur d'Alene. We get to Coeur d'Alene 2 days later. Two ATF agents, Jason Force and Susan Nelson, show up at my premise, at my store, and they proceed to tell me how they know for a fact that I'm the head of a illegal machine gun silencer ring, and that they want to work with me to get this straightened out. So they're here to help. So we open our books. Unbeknownst to us, they'd ransacked our building. They'd stolen everything out of our building as well. All the firearms that were there, all our paperwork, everything. So we told them, if you know you want us to help you straighten this out, give us our paperwork back. So they did, and for the next few days, weeks, we were working with them to straighten out papers. You know, there was like 10 what they call paperwork violations, meaning an I wasn't dotted or a T wasn't crossed, or the proper date form wasn't entered onto a paper. It is just, you know, nothings. They're nothing.
Yes, nothing. Really criminal, no criminal intent whatsoever, just mistakes in attempting to be compliant with their myriad of nonsensical rules and regs.
Yeah. Okay, so a couple weeks later, we're driving to the shop, and me, my wife, my son, my little dog, out of nowhere comes 3, 4, 5 police cruisers trying to run me off the road. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I'm driving a little Geo Metro. It's not as if I'm going to outrace them. So I pull over to the side of the road. Instantly, here come these other black-booted thugs with machine guns. Get out, stand up, sit down, stand up, back up, walk here, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. And they're doing this right out in front of my business, right on Main Celtis. So they back us up, they arrest my wife and me, and they haul us over to the federal building downtown. And they tell me how they, of course, they separate my wife and myself, and they tell me how they know that I'm the head of this gang, and whatever the hell words they use, and that they want information on some other people that they know are evil and nefarious and anti-government and all, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you got to be out of your mind. You guys are fools. They arrested us, charged us, my wife and myself, with three felony counts here, and me with nine felony counts in Reno. And I got a lawyer who reminded me of a tadpole in a bowl full of piranhas. He had no clue the evil that he was coming up against. It wasn't in his universe to understand it, much less confront it.
Okay, well, Kurt, why don't you hang on there at that point? We are going to open the calls up at the top of the hour, but we need to get through the story first. And so we're coming upon the before the hour break, and we're going to go ahead and take that now. And just hang tight, everybody. The story is unfolding, and it gets a little bit weirder and even more absurd, if that's a possibility. And we are the American Activist here this morning, coming to you live from North Idaho every Saturday morning, and you're on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Thank you.
everybody. We are back, and we have a rather short segment here right before the top of the hour break. And Kurt Wilson of Survival Enterprises, master gunsmith and longtime oppositional sort of personality, has been, politically incorrect personality, has been describing the circumstances that led to his career as a master gunsmith and federal firearms license holder to be terminated. And so go ahead, Kurt. I believe that we were pretty much at the point where you were appearing in, well, you were at the federal court building, or the federal courthouse in Coeur d'Alene.
Okay, so to synopsize, I was arrested in Reno, Nevada, and they stole $75,000 worth of collectible firearms and stuff. And then we come back to Idaho, and they decided to showboat out in front of our business on Main Street, on Celtis, and they arrested us again there and charged us with a dozen felony counts. The thing is, right after the charges and they released us, the assistant U.S. attorney comes up to me and says, you know, we don't have to go through all this crap. All you got to do is plead guilty to one felony. It doesn't matter what it is. We just want you out of the gun business and want you quiet. And I, you know, thinking back, maybe I should have done it that way. Then I wouldn't have gone through the hell that we went through. But we fought them and fought them and fought them, and turned out the agents, the ATF agents, lied to the grand jury here in Idaho to get the search warrant. So the whole thing was thrown out here in Idaho, and I got all my guns back. In fact, they actually helped me carry them out of their ATF vault in.
And those are the guns that were in your store up here in Idaho, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So we received all those back, but I had to sell them all because the ATF threatened me and basically said, if you don't get out of the business, we're going to bankrupt you and screw with you until you're, just standard ATF threats. Do what we say or we will kill you. So we got out of the business, and kept our business in health products only, health and food, because that's what I know. We've been fighting since 2004 the charges in Reno. Now, if I was rich or actually had an organization like, say, something like the NRA, who cared about about citizens and gun rights, who would give me the money for a lawyer, I'd actually have a lawyer instead of what they call a plea bargainist or a public defender. Public defender down in Reno comes to me and says, look, there's nothing we can do. So I fired him. So I got another one. Said the same thing. I fired him. Got another one who said, there's nothing we can do, and don't waste your time firing me because there's nothing anybody's going to do. This is payback. This is vengeance. This is the federal government slapping you down for all the years that you stood up to them. So a few months ago, we finally gave up. We've been fighting. My family, my wife, my son, we've been worrying if that loud noise outside the door is the ATF coming to kick it in now for 3 years. My lawyer in Reno said, just take a felony. You'll get no other punishment. All they want to do is punish you. It's vengeance again, vengeance. And I've heard that word 1,000 times from them.
So if you didn't break any laws and they then are still persecuting you, then who is the lawless entity?
Duh.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the most important message that we can get across here, is that what happened to you and what has been happening to FFL holders all over the country now in earnest for the last decade or more, is has nothing to do with the lawlessness of the FFL holders. It has to do with the lawlessness of those who have an agenda to disarm